Hello? There are people here. Feeling so bad. Also feel like my ceiling is gonna collapse on me right now. I'm scared, but like, I have no choice. My room is too small to move things. I'm just looking at the water dripping on top of me, but I put some clothes on my bed, so the clothes can absorb the water dripping that comes from the rain. I heard that it was, you know, like tree here on my ear, whatever. This storm kind of bad. Oh, I remember you can. People here can like reply and shit. I'm sleepy. I should sleep, cause like I woke up like around 8-ish something, but then I was too late to go back to sleep after waking up early. Really stupid. Emote spotted on face is spelled out. I can't interact with this. Oh, I can. Oh, there's some fucking comments on here. I see. It's okay. It's alright. They just interact on the comments, I guess. Nothing serious at all. Thinking earlier if I should just let the space run, but I'm not gonna be like thinking like constantly. But I feel like whenever I see people that interact with me, it's like my automatic response to reply and talk. Also, I feel like for some reason, I feel like I ran out of space to, how should I put this? Express myself? Is that right? But like, I know I can go on YouTube and stream and do my usual stuff. But for some reason, I rarely talk to people nowadays. Like, I think I only interact with like two or three people, like constantly. So I feel like I lost the, what's that then? I lost the skill to communicate, with people, like normal. You know how you normally communicate with your friends, right? Sometimes it kind of feel weird and draining for me, because I feel like when you talk to people or like your friends, sometimes it's kind of draining and stuff. So like I get super anxious and weary nowadays. It's like whenever I talk to my friends, I can't stop thinking about, maybe they're talking really tough, but in reality, they don't really give a fuck. It's just me and being paranoid. I think it's like the freaking medicine has like a really bad effect to me. It's so bad. But for some reason, I cannot stop thinking about it. It's just me and my weird brain doing the weird stuff. But I guess that's normal. I don't know. It's me. I was supposed to go back to the clinic for the laboratory and stuff, but it kept on raining. It kept on raining that I could go and commute so I can go to the clinic. So now I'm just here in my room, rotting, waiting for the phone. I'm waiting for a chance to go. There's no chance. It kept on raining. I'm gonna go so bad. Cause I know this thing that I have has been like taking a toll on my mental health, and like I wanted to just deal with it like in all one go and find out the cause of it and like probably get the right medications and stuff. Because I'm dealing with this stuff and then putting it off for so long is making me more paranoid. It's much more annoying. And whatever. Why is the fucking reaction thing is not working, right? I see. What have you guys been up to? I've been doing nothing. Well, I did some drawings because I wanted to open commission for like I told my friend that I wanted to open commission for like $1 for like a chibi art, but then they told me that $1 for a chibi art is just like not too much. They said I should like raise it up to $5, and I was like, I don't think I deserve that. It's like I look at my art like really slowly. I feel like people paying $5 for it, it's just not worth it because I don't know. Maybe it's imposter syndrome. Like in this community, you got like a lot of artists, and if you commission someone $5, that's like a big money for me. I don't know. Is it just me or like I hold dollars like really highly because. Because if you convert dollars into my currency, it's gonna like 59 or something, 59 pesos, so that's kind of really big. But at the same time, because of the inflation, it is not. So it was like not worth to commission someone for $5 for some shady art. But I don't know, it's just me. But I wanted to earn money, to be honest. Like in another way. Art, money is kind of hard. Unless you're really good at art. Oh. I don't know. Whatever. Oh, the rain kind of stopped. Kind of. I think I'm gonna fall asleep. And I'm streaming though, but like streaming gives a lot of pressure to me right now. It's like whenever I watch my old stream, I just sound so happy and energetic. And nowadays, it's evident that I'm more drained and exhausted, but it doesn't mean that I'm not happy at all. It's just that I think I'm just drained and I run out of motivation. I'm kind of like a negative individual nowadays. I'm also negative with a lot of things. So like sometimes I'm trying to enforce some toxic positivity in me. It doesn't do good, but it kind of helps sometimes. I don't know. That a dog. I'm not sure how was the quality of the mic, but I'm hoping it's not that bad. What the fuck? What the fuck was this? I need to put it myself. It's like a lot of. I think my comforter is wet right now. Because when I woke up, I felt like really cold, wet feeling on my thigh. It was my comforter. So I guess it was the ceiling that I posted earlier. It was like aligned to my bed, so the water that is dripping from there goes straight to that comforter, like around my thigh. So I guess that's why. But it's so cold that until now it's still wet. Yeah. So sleepy. I wonder, I wonder if I'll ever get out of this state. It's I've been feeling like really negative, and like since you guys know that there's like only two talents in CLP, and Hanyul isn't active anymore, like for the meantime, kind of feels really lonely to like deal with the streaming and VTubing career. And then you have like no one to talk about it since, you know, IRL, there's like really no one that knows that I'm a VTuber. But I have VTuber friends, but I don't think it's right to like vent or tell them that, oh yeah, I'm feeling like this, blah, blah, since like I'm not really that close to certain VTubers, because you know, if you're like a VTuber and then you call with other VTubers, sometimes those interactions just end on the collaboration itself. It doesn't like it's like rare to be still super close or like interact a lot before the collaboration, which is kind of pretty normal in VTubing career. So that's why it's really important if you're like in a affiliation or company to talk with your gen mates and stuff. But since I'm the only one that's active right now, I feel lonely and lost. I felt the really pressure for sure. Sometimes I'm thinking of just graduating, because I don't think that I don't think that it's worth it anymore, like enduring all this stuff and shit when I'm not I don't know. There's like a lot of times that graduation comes into my mind. It's like an everyday occurrence to me at this point. I want to leave. I want to get out. So it's like, but for some reason, I still think that I can't let go of Dan and the viewers that I got attached to. Well, of course, it's normal to like give up on things that you love. You know, tough stuff like that happens sometimes. You know, when you are growing, like in terms of age, some priorities before isn't like your main priority anymore. And then, I started, I got into CLB. When was it again? Like around 2000, 2021? Wait, is it 2021 or like early January? So like a more than 1 year. I think 1 year and a half or something in CLP, besides of Inan. And I've been in CLP for like ever since the rebrand and stuff of CLP. And like I've seen everyone worked hard and flourish and stuff, and be actually productive. But then I feel like I've run out of energy now, because I have supported everyone from the start, and when it was my turn, everyone is just kind of like gone now. So I feel like extremely, what was the right term? Sad. Kind of like giving up at this point. Cause like I feel like the other people gave up on CFP, and then that burdened me so much. I wanted to like have some like encouragement or support, but since everyone was like busy and stuff, I felt like I was kind of alone. But I'm not blaming them though. I know we have like every priorities, but like at this point, I kind of like, it's like kind of surprising because I wasn't like the first one that always gives up stuff like that. But now here I am. I was like, I kind of want to give up now too. I wanted to rest. Kind of wanna feel. I wanted to feel how it feels. Oh, but kind of want to know how it feels like to rest. I don't know. It's like, I always take a lot of hiatus nowadays, and stuff like that. But before, I wasn't really used to hiatusing. But no, it's a little bit more easier now. It's like, kind of, how should I put this? I don't know, I'm just tired. I don't know. I have so many things that I wanted to achieve more, or like do, because I kind of like talking to people, and I love streaming a lot, and I feel like I have more to do. But at some point, I kind of exhausted all of my luck and productivity. I'm like, those feeling like when you were just running in a freaking caffeine. It's like that. It's like you're just running in a freaking caffeine, and I got distracted. Also, hi to the 10 people that is listening to my bullshit right now. I wanted to stream it. It's like too much for me to stream right now. Is it? I know when you stream, there's a lot of stuff that there's a lot of stuff that you wanted to say, but you can't really tell people because of something. But for some reason here on space, I feel like I can say all the stuff that I wanted to say. Is it because I got no moderator here? Because like if you're in a company, it feels like you're being watched like 24/7, and it kind of feel like suffocating at some point. But I'm not saying that they're bad. It's normal to feel like that. So whenever I am in space, I feel like I have more freedom. I feel Sorry to my you know how it feels, right? Whatever, it feels so mean right now. Also, hi, Melon, nice to meet you. Welcome. Yeah. What was I talking about earlier? I forgot. This sucks because, like, my. I feel like I have short-term memory, but for some reason, I don't feel like I do because I remember almost everything that happened, especially the traumatizing ones. But for some reason, I kept on forgetting, like, for a split of a second, I'm talking about that kind of stuff. And then later, I'm gonna forget about it. It's fine. Fine. At some point, too, I kind of wanted to restart everything. Something, because if I restart everything again, that will make me do everything from scratch again. It's like I'm gonna. You know how hard it is to build up, like this DNA. I have. Started from like around 300 followers or stuff, or like 200 when I was like just starting, and then I got lucky because some clipper decided to clip my channel, and that gave me a bit of attention. But after that, kind of like okay, this is fun. This is great. I feel like my efforts are getting through people. But after a while, there's like a lot of stuff that happened that affected my productivity. And then I kind of like got caught up from that energy. And I feel like I cannot go back to it again. Yeah, and I exhausted every look right now. I wanted to keep on trying. I don't know. No, I don't know if people here can get what I'm saying. It's like just a lot of stuff is just too much. Especially with the weather like this, you know? When you have like a rainy weather, your mood kind of becomes gloomy too. Am I the only one? It becomes really gloomy too. And then you jumble. I'm kidding. I don't know. My mood sometimes depends on the weather. Because sometimes when the weather is like too cold, I kind of get really sad. But at some point, I love the gloomy weather because it's so comfortable to get in under the blanket and stuff and just huggy wuggy yourself. I kind of like hope that everything goes well. And I don't want to get sick. I think it's also because of my sickness right now. I wish I can get the proper medication and hopefully the illness will go away so I can continue being Diana. Sorry guys, I have no interesting stories to tell. I'm kind of gloomy nowadays. Before, whenever I go click the start streaming or like wave, I have like a lot of funny stories to tell. Like I just kept on making myself laugh a lot from my chat. I have so many silly stories, but now whenever I think of like things to say on stream, my mind just goes blank, and I feel like I'll forget everything that I've done for the rest of the year. Well, what was that called? What do you call that stuff? I'm not sure what to call it too. Is it like an art block, but in streaming in a streamer form? I feel like I had a mental block most of the time. I feel really guilty because I think that's the reason why these people left. This the stream is boring. This stream is nowhere listening. Blah blah blah. I kept having thoughts like that because I feel like I'm not used to. I don't used to be like this. And they watch me like a certain streamer, and then now I just became really gloomy and sad, and it's not fun to watch anymore. Captain. Having thoughts like that, but I can't help it because back then I'm not really like this. I don't know what happened to me. It just sucks because none of this was my fault at all. That's how you talk. Hi. It is what it is again. Just like a lot of time, I will be thinking that the only answer for this is like living, like for everything to stop. The only answer is just to leave. Sometimes that's just all I think about. So I was like, I wonder if people that watches me up until now, or like watches me before, will get surprised if I told. Everyone, I kind of want to graduate now. I wonder if they'll say that, we kind of predicted it, blah, blah, blah. And that kind of makes me sad. Whenever I think about it. But yeah, I'm still hanging on to the idea that I still love streaming and don't want to. I want to keep on pushing until I can still stream, you know? So, like, giving up. It's not entirely the answer to everything. But I haven't told this to any of the CP staff or even the CEO, to be honest. The first time that I talked about it. I feel like if I talked about it on stream, I'm gonna get them in trouble. I don't, it's like, if you have like a problem, of course the staff is just gonna be like, okay, let's have a meeting about it and try to resolve it, but I'm not really up to resolving the stuff right now. Or ever. And this is my chance to say the stuff that I wanted to say, even for like little bit of people. At least they know. At least someone know. Like I'm on the verge of wanting to graduate. And so, as I've come to this point, and I will be fine. Maybe it's just medicine. Don't want it to the end of the ending, so I'll wake up better. Well, it's kinda heavy, huh? But I don't want to put anxiety to my viewers, though. I don't want them to think that, like, for example, if they like watch the stream, and then they'll be constantly thinking about graduation. I don't want that to happen. It's just my thought. It's not like I really want to go graduate. It's just my what I feel right now. Just what I'm feeling. Maybe it will change tomorrow. I want to poop. Kind of feel poopy right now. I was supposed to drink but I called this coffee earlier. But I realized that I'm gonna go. If the rain stops tomorrow, I'm gonna go. I'll continue my laboratory. If the rain still kept going, then probably next week. But it's long overdue, and I'm kind of worried because the doctor said I should go back after I finish my medication because they will run a lot of tests and need it. But then a lot of unfortunate things happened in the past few days, like the rain and floods and stuff. So I don't know if I'm gonna get scolded like next week. I hope it's nothing bad. I'm looking at you guys' profile picture right now and just imagining that you guys are just listening to this noise. Why are you guys willingly listening to this is like dumb. What's with the emotes and stuff? How do you do emotes again? Does these things have sounds? Like in heart, you can clap. My god, the freaking roots are flying around. I think the rain is too strong, and the wind is also strong. So, like, it's kind of dangerous to go outside right now. I hope you guys are also okay in your area. If you live in the Philippines, go and, I'll take care. Namimiss ko po. Puta. Puta flirty. Dun 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 dun. I wanna make emotes. Cause like I think I was leaning on emote commissions than like the portrait art or like you know those kind of anime art stuff. Because I suck at anime art stuff. I only know how to draw chibis and stuff. So like if you guys wanted to commission like promote if you guys want some commissions, please you know contact me, you know, emo commissions, you know. Art does chibi for a cheap price. Malakas was saying, yeah, the rain is kind of strong here. The water is like coming, no. The water is like flowing to my ceiling. I don't know what's happening. It's like it's so scary because the fucking water is dripping in between the cracks of my ceiling. And this cracks is kind of scary because it might collapse on me. So, you know. And then like but I mean I can draw, you know. You can what I plan is my plan for commissioning is this is funny, but I would like to open commission and instead of like paying for a certain amount, I would love to I would love it if people commission me and put any amount on my drone, like on the funding for my drone. They have a drone, right? And like I was thinking the money is stuck there because it cannot get funded. So I thought to myself, maybe if I open commission, I would love it if the mode of payment is through drone. Isn't that smart? So then the things or the items that I have there can get funded by commission. Isn't that smart? Wouldn't that work? Are you already in the new place? Not yet. We are, what is this? Oh, we are not. We're still in the same place. The place that we're supposed to move in is gonna be a turnover on December, and then on December we have to get it fixed because it's still a bare unit, so it doesn't have any like appliances or like tiles, stuff like that, you know, or like finished things. It's still unfinished, and by December we get the rights and property stuff, like documents with for the house, and then on like December we can officially complete all the stuff that we need there, and then probably by next year we can move in there. Oh yeah. That's that. I have to get used to another place again. Life is so full of surprises. Who would have thought that the place that I lived in for like so many years, I'm gonna leave this place and move out? Cause like in Filipino household, it's not really common to like move places from every now and then, because when you live in the Philippines, the place that you stayed at when you, ever since you were born is still the place that you're gonna like until up to your adulthood or something like that. Sometimes even when you're when you have like a child or a family, you still live in the house. But in my case, when I was like really young, I really love to move out. I want to move out from this house, like alone. I think that requires like a stable job and stuff. I'm still a student, so it's not really like doable. Maintaining a house is like kind of different, right? Because when you have like your own house, you have to like manage your own bills and maintain your house. Because for example, if your toilet got broken or something, you should know how to fix it, I guess. Unless you have money to call for a helper or someone that is expertise on toilets. If that makes sense. Yeah. That's that. But I thought that it was kind of hard to it's kind of hard to have your own health. Haley, Alula. Hi, Haley. Why is your goal is to be a competitor in this area? It's cute. You have like a cute model. Hello. Hi, Pan. Found this stream. Stream? Space, I mean. What are you doing? Why are you here? What the fuck? Why are you here? Want the brand. Porn the brand. Pot of point. Porn the point. Are you here, bro? Do you have something for me? Do you want to save me? Well, chat. Pwede, pwede, bro. Lola lang. Hello, I was talking about my ceiling earlier and my what the fuck, stop. Everyone spam the heart right now. I was talking about my state as a VTuber and my state here in my room because my ceiling is gonna fucking collapse on me. But it's okay. As long as I'm on my phone. Everything is fine. Putang inang pan. Baliw, baliw madam. So realistically, somewhere earlier next week, maybe it's when you move. Yeah, but when I'm... Putang inang kapi din. Tomorrow, tomorrow, like probably next year, my entire family is gonna move out, I guess, because it's not my house in the first place. It's puta naman. Paliw-paliw si Pan. My entire family is gonna move, not just me. Speaking of Pan, I haven't seen Pan do a space, sports space something. Are you gonna do it? But probably Pan wouldn't do that. This woman is crazy. It's crazy, crazy. Punta parang baliw si madam eh. Ting ting tong pong 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 pong. Okay, alam. Ano ba yung sasabi ko kanina? What was I talking about earlier? Ayun. So my plan, that was my plan. If the mode of payment, if ever I made a commission thing, it wasn't gonna be like most expensive. I think it was gonna be like $1. So instead of paying up front, you have to donate any amount on my throne instead of having like a fixed price. So come on, hit the you. hit Diana's DM. Email me. Comment on my tweet if you want more dates. Nadi, putang inang panyan, parang gago. Yung profile picture, yung profile picture niya nang patawa. Kasi parang ano, parang emote yung picture niya, putek. Parang bowling ball. Puta, bro! This woman. Okay, she stopped. Yay! I wish you can have, like, soundboard on space. No! No, they're copying you. Puta naman kasi. No! No! Puta. Lahat ng may emote, pangit. Lahat ng may emote, baho. Hindi naliliga. Para kayong, ano? Para kayong, ay tawag din. Kumukuti-kuti-tap.
Kumukuti-kuti-tap na po, tangin na.
What is this? 0409 0X. Welcome to my. You have a great art. What's like that? Liking your art reading. How did you find me? Putek, but ang dami. Why is there so many emotes? You guys look like a blinking light of a motorcycle. What the heck? Let's skip them. Late. Commission close. Oh, you're the commission, huh? I want to draw your characters. Please give me your reference. No, I missed my timing. Everyone, go check out 04090X account. What the fuck is wrong with you guys? I'm the bread dead. I do art sometimes. Aspiring pixel artist. Oh, that's cute. A bread pixel art. Bread. There's like two bread on my space, you know. Spawned bread and bread dead. What if panda dead is a thing, you know? There's like an arc. Panda dead. What's wrong with the emo thing? Oh my god. I'm gonna go crazy. Pero walang magawa si Pan. Ang magawa Pan, no? Small ka, no? You miss me, no? I think you miss me. I think you like me so much that you're here. I think Pan... Oi. Let's try to invite Pan to speak. Invite to speak. Then let's see what she would say. Wait, how do you invite someone here? Is this fine? Pepper. Crazy demon. He's probably just gonna shout. Okay. My ears. What the? This woman. I knew it, she's just gonna scream. I knew her so much, huh? Naliligo po ako. Oh no, someone is, ano ito? Mute everyone. What is this? Someone's thinking about while listening to me right now. What the frick? Is it like a kink or what? What the fuck? Okay, now I run out of things to say. Pan kasi, quality. How do we remove pan from speakers? I remove from speakers. Okay. Nick, have I removed her? Removed. Oh, you know, can no longer speak. Okay. So she doesn't feel anxious or what when she's. Oh no, are you sad? Do you wanna feels like I'm dealing with a child. Stop crying. I invited you already. No, don't cry. Oh, no, don't go on, baby. No. Oh, hi, Spindrift. Why is there so many artists here? You guys checked out Spindrift's art. They have like a really great art. They made two fan arts for me for free. I love it. Yeah, I'm shouting you out. Okay, shout out to Spindrift. Follow them, or if you want like a really good commission, I think their art is worth it for that because it's so pretty. It's like, what do you call it? It's like a Blue Archive or Arknight, like type of art. Am I right? It's like a cyberpunkish, like, I don't know. Fuck, what am I supposed to say? But it's really good. They're really great artists. I love their design so much. It's like, you know, it's not like a fully line art, you know? I don't think they even have line art at all. Let me think. But it's like a different type. I've never seen this kind of art before. Hi, Pan. Okay, Pan, join again. Okay. Okay. Now shout out to who next? Shout out to me. Oh my God, and my brother. But that's it. Shout out. Shout out to Panda Bread. Shout out to Panda Bread for having the worst profile picture in the world. Their profile picture is like an emote, a wide emote. Do you guys know a wide emote? If you don't know, look at Panda Bread. What's with the clapping? Huh? What's with the clapping, everyone? Everyone go to Panda Bread's Twitch and then follow and subscribe. Go to her stream and drop emotes, the thumbs down emote if she ever streams. And also, Panda Bread, I have a question to you, but later. Dun 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 dun. Dun 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 dun. It's nothing. Don't be anxious. It's just a curiosity. It's what is your what is your motivation? For disliking. Do you hate Diana Yu? Is that the reason why you kept on giving thumbs down button? I think Panda Bread hates me. What the fuck? Bitch. What the freak? How dare you? Panda Bread is a great friend to have. It's like having a dog, but a forgetful dog, you know. Panda Bread, it's so weird to say Panda Bread. Can I just say Pan? Pan is a friend that is so forgetful. You're gonna have brain damage from having a Panda Bread. Yeah, that sums up my relationship with Pan. Pan is like a really silly kid. She's a silly kid. She's a silly kiddo. She's a goofy kid. She is she hyper fixate in a lot of stuff in order to finish something, but then kind of forget stuff a lot, which I think is cute. Dun 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 dun. Now you stop emoting, huh? Huh. Hi. God damn it. I don't know how to read. Ano ba yan? Nihongo ba? But meticulous stream. Welcome onto this stream. The heck? How this freaking space thing is so weird to me, because a lot of people that doesn't even follow me, but then see, like, listen here. Like, what? How does this thing work? Sinito. Someone is no, don't. I'm the only one that can speak here. Okay. T-spin. Do double. Try hard, bad art. Don't say that. You're not a try hard. I mean, trying hard is not bad. But saying that you have a bad art is bad. Everyone, good art. Slade. Everyone slave with their art. Look at the contrast of my profile picture and then Pan. It's like, you know those kind of classmates were in. You know, for some reason, if you have like a friend that is quiet, like for example, if you are quiet, for some reason, a lot of noisy kids get attracted to you. Because when I was like, you know, when face-to-face class was still a thing, I will be like a really silent type of student. But for some reason, I have like a lot of loud friends. Well, not on a bad way though, but just really loud, like extroverted ones. And I'm gonna be the introvert one. And then for some reason, I also get really extremely extroverted at that exact moment. It's like that. Like sitting with the loudest women on the planet, or like in class. And then for some reason you get in trouble too for hanging out with them. Oh my god, man. It's so funny because outside it's fucking there's like fucking storm. Like a lot of stuff is like flying around. And here I am laughing. Kind of weird. Kind of thing. Kind of weird, delicious. Panda bread. Oh no, maybe Pan can become a panda too, like in another outfit, like in a panda outfit. But panda, pandak, pandak na panda. Like really short panda, but still bread. Yeah, panda bread. Dun 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 dun. Oh my God, I also wish to uninstall TikTok because TikTok is fucking up my brain. You know, for some reason, if you're sad, TikTok algorithms is also sad. Holy shit. And like, if you are already depressed and you're scrolling in TikTok with a lot of depression, you get more depressed. That's why I don't want to fucking open TikTok for the meantime. Fuck TikTok, bro. I mean, I don't have the algorithm wherein like a bunch of people are like dancing and stuff in your feed. My timeline is just full of sad shit. Holy crap. Especially if you're in your phone, because algorithm in PC site on TikTok is different than your freaking mobile phone. It's so fucking annoying, what the frick? I was already depressed and fucking TikTok shows me another depressing. Lucky to have never opened TikTok. Well, TikTok has a lot of like great stuff. For cool arts. I love art on TikTok. So many arts there. Especially the underrated ones. There's like a lot of videos on TikTok that is funny to like memes and stuff. That's why I couldn't really logged out on TikTok. But there's just times like this that I don't wanna freaking open it because it's so depressing. Fuck the algorithm there, bro. It's like, I don't know, it's like they know what you're dealing with. It's kind of creepy to be honest. Fucking rainbow, so loud. Dun dun dun, fucking bird. Baby bum, bada bim bum bum. Bada bim bum, bada bim bim bum. Bada bim bum, bada bim bim bum. I haven't also checked the messages my friends before. Kagi, my ceiling is still. Ano, tumutulog pa din. Paano kaya to? How do I fix this? Do you guys know how to fix a ceiling that has a crack on it? Because, like, I think this ceiling has, like, two plywoods on it. And, like, it was just, glued together or something like that. So the water is like running into the in the middle of the two plywood. I guess that's why it made a crack in between them. What the fuck? It's just dripping all over. I'm just scrolling TikTok and it suddenly turns sad mood. Right? Like, for example, I don't know, for some reason they just know what I'm dealing with. Like, most of it is not, like, when you're in a good, like, mental state, when you look at those kinds of TikToks, it's kind of funny to you. But when you're dealing with, like, serious stuff, those shit, it's like your last straw. Silicon? No. And you couldn't upload. I can't reach the freaking ceiling too. I'm not tall. I wish I am tall. I can reach everything. Oh my God. Can you guys hear the rain or not? The rain is just too strong. It's so slippery. I don't want to sleep. My body clock is so fucked up. I think it's because of I used to play GTA a lot, and because of that, I used to play GTA with my friends like up till morning, and after we stopped playing GTA. I just couldn't get back to my usual body clock. Now it's still fucked up, and I don't know how to fix it. I And I also used to play a lot of games before that I don't even play now. Like, I love playing Valorant, but no, I kind of like lazy to play Valorant. Though I updated Valorant last night and played one game. My aim was so fucking shaky, it's so bad. It's like, I play Valorant like ever since the release, and then when I come back and stop playing for a month, it's like my aim is so dog shit. It's like I've never know how to play Valorant. It's like I've never touched a mouse before. It's just so fucking shaky. It's so annoying. What's with the Valorant, bro? Flex tape, pwede bang tapal? Flex tape? Isn't flex tape like really expensive? It would be such a hassle that I'd rather replace the whole ceiling. But isn't replacing the ceiling itself is much more hassle? Because then you need to move your fucking things, like your PC. Because my room is so small. It's like a fucking, when you have like a toilet room, then double that up. That's like my room. I only have like a table, chair, a desk, and then I don't even have a bed frame because I gave it to my dad. I'm just sleeping on the floor with foam in it. So I guess it's also the reason why ants get into my ear sometimes. Because my foam isn't elevated, it's just straight on the floor. No, the ants is just gonna be in my ears. The worst thing ever. Bro, what's with the rain? So fucking, oh my god. I heard it. Oh no. I heard it in Mindanao. They called this. In Mindanao, there's like a lot of people that died in flood. And there's like a lot of pictures of it with dead people. And I was like, oh my god, this is so triggering. And there's also babies in it. No. I remember when I was in kindergarten and would go to kinder class. There's like a plaza in our province wherein it gets really flooded. And then when I was like that time, I was so lazy to wear panty. Okay, this is kind of TMI, but when I was a kid, I don't want to fucking wear a panty because when you're a kid, you're like a little silly kid and don't want something like suffocating you and shit like that. And like to rebel, in spite of my parents, because I don't know what happened at the time, I was like so mad at them. I don't want to fucking wear a freaking panty. And it was raining and it was flooding on the fucking plaza. Because you have to like get past through the plaza before you get to the school. I would walk into that flood without then when I got home, I got my ass beaten by my parents. They're like, they hate me so much, I guess. I guess that's the reason why up until now they hate me. Not my fault. I don't know, because like when I was young, I kind of like a rebel child. So when my parents used to tell me, hey, don't do this, in a little bit of like a span of a minute, I'm gonna be, no, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do this, blah blah blah, and then they're gonna beat the shit out of me. I think that's also I think that's part of wanting to get attention from your parents, I guess. But I wear panties now, guys. Sometimes I don't. There's like an era, like I think it was like the last few months, wherein they said that to achieve a smooth baby surface butt, you have to stop wearing panties. I was like, oh, what the fuck? I want a smooth baby ass. And like, okay, let me try. Then after that, I got so anxious because what if I go outside and forgot that I'm not wearing pants? It's kind of weird. I mean, it's a normal human body part, but still, you need to be like be considerate of people because no one wants to see your coochie in public, you know. So might as well. I'm saying, bro. What I'm hearing is just stories. My aim sucks after I start stopping for a while for research. I also have to like start finding for a research topic because in my school we need to make research to in order to like graduate and get your degree. But at the moment, on my field, there's like so many research already that I don't know how to fucking innovate stuff. 'Cause you know like there's so many students that already did this and stuff like that. You know what you're thinking about right now was already done by someone. It's like that. It's just so many students already did the shit that you wanted to do. Like there's so many stuff that has already done on my field, and it's so hard to think of a new innovation or new addition. Like for example, adding saliva on this specific material, blah blah blah. But that's already done. It's like if you defend that on a thesis, it's gonna be like a failure. So I'm kind of brainstorming on what to do with my thesis, but it's so hard. I can't think of anything. Also, I'm kind of surprised that the electricity is still going right now, because with this kind of rain and wind, it's possible that the electricity might get cut off. You know, because every time there's a typhoon in my country, getting your electricity cut is like a normal thing. But it's kind of like surprising, you know? It's still not cut off. I got lucky and my deal wasn't done by anyone yet, kind of. Wait, really? That you're probably smart. Because I don't think I'm smart enough to think of something that no one has ever done yet. I don't think my brain is too I don't think my brain is capable of doing that. My brain kind of poopy. I'm not smart. It's kind of freestyling my school right now. And also doing or like brainstorming your own thesis paper is something that only smart people can do, I think. Because most of the thesis or thesis project or research is done like in by group. So I'm like kind of wondering what the fuck, why are we doing this like one by one? We should be doing this like by group. Maybe I just suck. Maybe I just suck. Like if people back then did this by their own, then why can't I do it too? You know, those kind of mindset. They can do it, probably you can also do it. You just have to think. Realize that there's no ice cream truck nowadays. Like the selector ones. Well, they're kind of expensive, but it's reasonable because they. I mean, you know, by pedals. We don't know the rain continued.
En Tula, su cuarto, ¡ay, Tula! ¡Ay, Tula!
I'm not even putting a cup or something. It's just my clothing. It's like my pajama. thick pajama. It's not good. Like, takal ba kasi yung fabric ng pajama na yun. So I used it to absorb the water. Just, kasi alam ko kasi kapag nilagay ko yung baso or planggada, feel ko kasi masasipa ko siya, ganun. I feel like I might kick it by accident. So it's safe to use like cotton instead of like an object that can catch water. Bum 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 bada bada bum 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 bum. Capybara. A lot of people like capybara, but they look ugly to me. Excuse me. Though, you know those capybara looking like a rat, hamster, chipmunk thing? A lot of people like them. Like, oh, capybara is so cute. But they look like hot dogs, like sausages. What the heck? They look like a baguette. isn't there a video wherein a pelican was trying to eat a capybara, like a whole capybara, just like freaking trying to swallow it whole, like a pelican. Is it a pelican or a duck? I think it's a pelican, like the one with like a long, what they call this, long mouth. Is it a mouth? Do pelicans have mouth? Do they call it mouth? What the fuck? Beak. Like, yeah, beak. It's so ugly. Oh my gosh. Is capybara a guinea pig? Are they a guinea pig? I think capybara are like guinea pigs. Sabi na parang kamag-anak niya. Last one. Yeah, it's a beak.
It's a beak!
Wait, let me retweet the capybara. It looks like a dog. It looks like a dog that is breeded with hamster or rat. A lot of people liked it and they said it was cute. But for me, it doesn't look that cute. I think I find koala much more cuter, but koala sounds like scary. Koala sounds like they're gonna eat you. You guys know how a koala sounds? Let me retweet it. Koala yelling. They sound so scary. Wait, where is it? I'm not sure if I can find it though. Dun 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 dun. Koala sound. Koala looks like a teddy bear and panda, but they just sound so terrifying. Wait, hold on, let me find it. Because I saw a koala that was fighting over a tree before, and it sounded so fucking weird. They were like screaming. What does a koala sound? I don't know. I can find it. Whatever. You guys can search it yourself to know what the koala sounds like. I think you can search koala. Koala. Koala and. I know. Koala fighting. Capybara tastes good. What the fuck? Why would you eat the capybara? Don't eat capybara, bro. If you eat capybara, do you butcher it like how you butcher chicken? Do you guys? Oh my god, I remember this one time. When I was really young. My family would use to butcher like livestock in front of kids. Like, For example, my dad will used to cook chicken, like a live chicken. Because when I was young, we were so poor, right? And then my dad will purposely grow a chick. And I don't know, yun yung sabong, yung cockfight. And then we were so poor, we couldn't afford buying feeds for chicken. So he said that he was just gonna cook the chicken that he took care of for a cockfight. And then he, this kind of graphic trigger warning, but he drained the blood like upside down. He cut the neck of the chicken and then drained the blood from the neck. And he said that it was needed so it doesn't feel like fishy or something. What the fuck? And I was like so young that time, and I was like hearing how the chicken begs to not get killed. But that chicken tastes so bad. You know, the chicken that you grow in your backyard tastes so fucking bad. You can, you know, yung ano, parang pinapakain sa mga manok, like the seeds one. You can taste it on the meat. So like, and my dad will always do that. And I will never eat. I would rather starve than eat those. And then he will beat the shit out of me because apparently I'm picky, but I just can't taste. I can taste the freaking seeds. It's seeds. Parang bilog-bilog, ganun. My grandma kills pig for a living. I mean, for the pigs, it doesn't taste that culture shock. Because, you know, it's like a common thing. But when you see a chicken gets their neck caught in front of you, that's kind of like graphic and more murderous. I don't know. This is weird to me. I don't want to see that African though. I don't think kids should see those stuffs, you know. It might affect their mentality or whatsoever. But I grew up okay, so I guess that's not the case for me. It's just so crazy to me that they will do that. Also, cockfight doesn't make sense to me. How do you expect your chicken to fight another chicken after taking care of it since like a chick? You know, kasi diba pag nag-aalaga ng manok, they take care of it. They take care of it more than anyone else. Dads, Filipino dads take care of their chickens more than they take care of their own child. They put them in the sun every morning. They freaking bath them in a tub of water, feed them seeds, even buy them seeds. It was expensive before because like you buy it but per kilogram, right? Oh my god, Maxon. And then after feeding them and taking care of them, they will fucking put them on an arena and make chickens fight each other. Kind of crazy to me. Ang lakas ng ulan. What man? I think this rain is kind of worrying. Because I remember reading a tweet earlier that says, ano yun, dumaan daw sila sa skyway and there was like zero visibility on it. And that was like kind of crazy. Because if you're driving or like you know how to drive, and then when you're driving and there's like passengers inside the car and there's like zero visibility on it, it's kind of scary to drive. So I think if you are driving or if you're planning to go outside, just stay in your room, I guess. It's kind of dangerous outside. I'm crazy now because the thing was skyway is like high up on the road. Like it's like a bridge but for cars. And like if you're high up there, I think skyways have like a lot of curves or turns. And if you have like zero visibility and you're driving and you're not aware of what's in front of you, and then you just drove like straight when you're supposed to turn, isn't that scary? Because I remember I have a friend before. I think he ata din parang si hinatid niya ako sa amin. And then we were driving into the skyway or like a highway stuff. And then like my intrusive thought told him, what if we fucking crashed? And he was like, oh my God, don't say that stuff to me because I'm driving. And I was like, what? Those stuff has effect on you? So kind of, because like I'm the one who's like holding the ano yung manibela. I'm crazy kasi no, parang ano, minsan kasi I look at the drivers and they kind of just drive mindlessly. It's like a memory, I mean muscle memory at that point. They said that they don't even know that they reach their house when they're driving, stuff like that. It's kind of crazy to me. What the heck? I remember using a chicken, turning into a chicken, and then when I got home from school, there's a chicken adobo on the table. And when I finished eating, they told me that the chicken that I raised. No! 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 F to you, brother. No, that's so sad, bro. It's like nah, when I was like really young in CCO, I mean CCO, I will be I will be constantly buying CCO when I was young, and then they always die because I hold them too strong. Like I will be sleeping with CCO in my hand before because I don't want them to to be gone. And then when I wake up, it's dead because they suffocated apparently. But it wasn't my intention. I just held chicks before. I think every kid has like chicks before when they were young. Ano ba yung tumutulo? Bro. Okay, I think that's it for me blubbering shit. I wanna stop talking. Yung mga kulay na sisiyo. Oo, yung mga kulay na sisiyo. Yung minubunot is parang magic water, and then some magic numbers will show up on the paper if you with it. Those things are scams, I think, but if you get like extremely lucky for some reason, you also get lucky with it and then probably get some chicks. But you have to spend like a lot of money first. Na 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 na. Isn't it ESGE right now? Oh my God, I hope they are ESGS, I mean. Isn't it the like dangerous to gods there? I hope they're okay there. The timing for ESGS right now is like bad. Cause I don't know, it's just not the convention time for me. It's like the timing for ESG right now is like kind of weird, delicious. But I want to go to Kosmatsu though. I hope the tickets doesn't get sold out easily, I guess. I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure. Oh my God, I just saw a pretty cute drawing. Let me retweet it. Is this Celine? I think this is Celine. Wait, no, okay. Yeah, I think it's Celine. Okay, let me retweet it. It's so cute. What the heck? Daishiro. Daishiro's art is so good. I remember following them. Then, like when they are their first account, I think, but they got hacked, or I don't know, I think they got hacked. Oh my God, yeah, I think they got hacked, so now their account is gone and they made another one. Kind of sucks though, because that account is kind of like big, but still, their art is good. I'm gonna follow them again. There's artists like this that is I don't know, it looks like effortless, but so good. It's just like sketch and some flat colors, but it's still good. I think that's just them being good. It's just them being good. There's not much explanation, right? Their goodness. Okay, I'm gonna go now. Kinda tired talking. I said a lot of stuffs now. Bye, guys. Bye. How was ka? Not gonna sleep though. It's gonna be, I don't know, lurking. Gonna be, gonna continue being sad. Never. Hope you guys have a great day too. And please be kinder to yourself. You, please be more empathic. How about? To yourself. Be more understanding to yourself. Be more forgiving to yourself. Be more positive vibes. Be more thoughtful for yourself. At least just to yourself, you know. Yeah. Whatever it is that you're dealing with, I hope you guys can get through it too. Might be hard now, but it will get harder. So just hold on to your tiny little bit hope. Okay? And take care with the typhoon and stuff. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and Happy Halloween. I will see you guys next time. Bye. 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 Fuck you, panda bread. Fuck you. Fuck you, panda bread. Pato lang fuck you sign. Just think of this as fuck you sign. Okay. Bye. Mabosh ka. Bye. 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 Yes.